他们在他们的生活，在他们的思想当中没有神，他们对于神和关于神的事情无动于衷，在他们生活之中好像神不存在一样，他们一切的行为都是以自己的意志为出发点。所以呢，他们的喜好，他们的情感啊，都跟神没关。或者说呢，什么叫做恶人？恶人就是认为没有神的人，以为神不存在的人。所以在他们的生活之中啊，他们所做的一切，他们所说的一切，他们所行的一切，都仿佛神不存在一样。这种人啊，叫做恶人啊。因为他们心里面没有神，所以呢，他们常常就是一些自高自大的人啊，这叫做呢恶人。那么什么叫做罪人？罪人呢，是他们明明知道有神啊，但是呢却偏偏背离神啊，凭着自己的意志喜好去行，他们的良心像被铁烙过了一样啊，他们常常是明知必犯啊，他们知道神，他们也知道神的律法，但是呢他们却常常明知过犯，而且在犯罪的道路上越走越远，他们的心越来越硬。这一类人乃是罪人。这是在罗马书第二章我们看到的那一类人。罗马书第二章第十七节开始，那里说，你称为犹太人，又依靠律法，且指着神夸口，且从律法中受了教训，就晓得神的旨意，也能分辨是非，又深信自己是给瞎子领路的，是黑暗中人的光，是愚笨人的师父，是小孩子的先生，在律法上有知识和真理的模范。你既是教导别人，还不教导自己吗？你说人不可偷窃，自己还偷窃吗？你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？你厌恶偶像，自己还偷窃庙中之物吗？你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，玷污什么？这一类人他们对于神的态度就是罪人的态度。他们跟前面所讲的恶人不大一样，恶人不认识神，这些人他们知道神，他们也知道神的律法，但是呢他们却明知故犯。那么亵慢人呢？亵慢人就是那些亵慢神，或者说他们是反对神、抵挡神，他们亵渎圣灵，这一类人在主耶稣的时代，我们知道有一批这样的人，他们在犹太当中、犹太教当中，他们坐在最高的位置上，他们是犹太人的领袖，他们是宗教里的领袖，他们是有权有势的人。但是呢，最最反对主耶稣的，把主耶稣钉在十字架上的，恰恰是这一批人。他们就是以大祭司和文士长所代表的那一类宗教里面的领袖，他们坐在犹太教最高的位置上，他们不单单逼迫主耶稣，他们也逼迫主耶稣的门徒。当主耶稣的门徒在地上传福音的时候，最大的逼迫还不是来自罗马帝国，最大的逼迫是来自犹太教这一批亵渎神的人。我们要成为一个蒙福的人，我们在神面前我们要知道，我们要避免的就是呢，神告诉我们说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的作为。那么在这三种人的反面是什么人呢？在这三种人的反面不是另外三种人，在这三种人的反面是一种人，这种人在神的眼里叫做义人。义人就是认识神、亲近神、顺从神以及呢跟从神的人。义人的道路在神的面前才是蒙福的道路。诗篇第一章第二节告诉我们说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，就告诉我们除了这三种人之外还有一种人， 这种人是讨神喜悦的人。这种人那个唯字唯喜爱耶和华的律法是关键，是非常重要的，它突出告诉我们另外一种人生的道路。在原文的次序里面，我们中文是说唯喜爱耶和华的律法，在原文呢是说唯有耶和华的律法是他的喜爱。也就是说呢，耶和华的律法在前面，我们对神话语的喜爱是在后面。让他所要强调的首先是神的律法，或者说是神的话的宝贵。在诗人的眼中，耶和华的律法是何等的宝贵。我们刚才读诗篇第十七章，那里面讲到说，耶和华的话，耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远，耶和华的典章真实，全然公义，比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下的蜜甘甜。这是耶和华的律法，这是神的话。因为神的话这么宝贵，所以义人在义人的心中，神的话是何等的甘甜，是何等的可羡慕啊！说喜爱耶和华的律法，喜爱这个词不得了啊！喜爱这个话不是一般的爱啊！这是哪一个词呢？这个喜爱耶和华的律法的喜爱是哪一个词呢？就是圣经当中常常出现的，在旧约里面神对以色列民的爱的那个爱，就是新约里面神对基督的心腹教会的爱，那个爱是神的那个爱。所以义人在神的面前对神的话喜爱到那个爱是什么？是最高最高的爱。喜爱到什么程度？喜爱到昼夜思想， day and night， 昼夜思想。昼夜思想是一种人对神话语可爱的表现，一种描写，昼夜思想。就是呢，你在心里头总是有这件事，你心里面总是有这件事情，什么呢？对神的话的喜爱，早去想，老去想神的话，只要有机会，只要有一点点时间，马上神的话就浮现在你的脑海里面，这叫做昼夜思想。打一个不大恰当的比方，我们过去出来上学，那时候经济条件不好，买了一个二手车对我们来讲都是很大的事情，对不对？打工啊，赚钱啊，然后呢因为生活需要，所以呢买一个二手车。我们很多朋友很多同学买了车的头一天晚上睡不好觉，常常会半夜爬起来往窗户底下看，看看他的车还在不在路上，一会儿起来看一趟，一会儿起来看一趟。这是什么呢？这就有点像昼夜思想。一有时间马上就想到了，一有时间马上想到了。那么我们对神的话的喜爱也要到这样一个程度，要成为很自然的成为我们生活当中一种习惯，不管在哪里，不管到了什么地方，我们一坐下来一有时间，今天早上读的那段神的话，或者这个礼拜在教会里面所分享的，礼拜五查经所分享的神的话，圣经里面的话就浮现在我们的脑海里，我们就开始想，这些话是什么意思？神在借着这些话要告诉我什么？在我的生命里面，在我的生活里面，这些话对我有什么帮助？我怎么可以应用出来？这叫做呢，昼夜思想。我们知道，牛或者羊，在神所创造的动物里面是很奇特的。为什么呢？因为它们的胃有四个组成的部分，因为这种奇特的结构，所以它们吃的食物 还要他们消化的过程是很奇特的，就是他们先啊，他们吃草的时候，第一遍啊是很快啊，狼吞虎咽的就咽下去，然后过一会儿他再趴下来把刚刚吃进去的草再吐出来，再嚼一遍，叫做倒嚼，然后呢再吸收再消化。所以他吃呢，他们吃食物是这样两步的，先初步的吃进去，然后呢再倒嚼。这有点就像我们读神的话，叫我们昼夜思想，也是要这样，也要分成这样，至少要分成这样两步。我们首先呢把神的话读一遍，最好呢是能够把神的话背诵下来，记性好的时候，年纪轻的时候啊，可以大段大段的背，甚至呢整张整张的背啊，或者呢整本书的背，记性好啊。那记性不好了，上年纪了，记性不好了，那也没有关系，我们可以一句一句的背，我们可以这里背一句，那里背一句，这就成为我们默想的基础。我们想要默想神的话，我们首先必须脑袋里面有神的话，不然的话一坐下来想要默想神的话没有，一想就想到吃，对不对？一想就想到玩，那没有办法默想神的话。我们要把神的话背诵下来，然后呢我们第二步默想就有了基础。刚才我想我们念诗篇第一篇，很多弟兄姐妹都会背的，我们要不要背一遍？就第一节到第三节，好不好？我们如果能背的话，我们就来背一下，是吧？诗篇第一篇第一节到第三节，好吧？不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。非常好，我们讲到哪儿了？讲到唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。这思想，我们思想神的话的时候啊，我们要把它背下来，然后我们可以默想。默想的时候就是寻求圣灵的光照，我们可以明白，可以揣摩圣经的意思，以及呢怎样何时将神的话应用在我们生活当中，成为一种习惯。如果我们可以这样的话，如果我们可以昼夜思想神的话的话，我们在神的面前一定就成为一个有福的人。一个有福的人生是怎么样的人生？诗篇没有用很抽象的语言来总结啊，告诉我们一个结论啊，一个有福的人是怎么样的人。相反，诗篇呢是用非常形象的一个比喻来描写这个有福的人。他把这个有福的人比喻成一棵树，让我们从这棵树的上面可以看到一个有福的人是什么样的人。这就是呢第一章第三节啊的描述。一个有福的人，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。读到这一节的时候，让我就很自然的联想到，在树的下面啊，在树的周围常常是什么呢？想象一下，你们家后院那棵树，它的周围是什么？是草啊。诗篇没有说哈，它要像一棵草栽在溪水旁。就说像一棵树，虽然树跟草啊有很多相似的地方啊，我们可以做很多的比较，对不对？比方说我们想到树的时候啊， 自然首先想到树根。树之所以能够茂盛，能够结果，叶子不枯干，最最根本的原因是一定是树根。树根代表着一个人内在的生命，它的光景。因为树根是看不见的，就像我们里面的生命是看不见的一样，但是我们外面所有一切的彰显都是根据我们里面的生命。同样，树它外面的果子，它的叶，它的干，也是取决于树根。这就跟草不一样，对不对？树根可以深深地扎在土壤里面，从土壤当中吸收营养，吸收水分。那么草呢，草根就很浅，对不对？可以呢，很容易就把草，一棵草啊，很容易就把它连根拔起来。但是你要把一棵树连根拔起来，恐怕就不那么简单。所以根代表着是我们内在的生命。那么树有了根，它还有树干。树干怎么样呢？树干是建造的材料。圣殿我们知道，圣殿就是用黎巴嫩的香柏树，对，作为建造的材料。但是如果你用去草来盖房子的话，那就叫做草木和谐，那是经不住试炼的。同样呢，树还可以结果，树结的果子可以供应人，对不对？可以使人呢得到饱足。那草也能结果，对不对？但是草所结的果跟树是没有办法相比，通常都叫做野的。同样呢，所以我们就可以知道一个蒙福的人，他在神的面前就像那棵树一样，用树来比喻象征一个成熟的一个稳固的生命，能够经得住风雨，也象征呢象征着这个生命是非常的，这棵象征着一个非常有生命力的一个人。而草则相反，彼得前书告诉我们说，草像什么呢？说凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。这是一棵树。那这棵树怎么样呢？诗篇的诗人告诉我们说，这是一个栽在溪水旁的树。栽这个字也很关键，这就告诉我们说，这棵树不是很随意的，很随机的长在那里。草呢是很随机的，草种是被风吹来吹去，落到地上草就长起来了。但是树不是这样，这棵树呢是在神精心的安排和计划里面栽在那里，这是栽的意思。既然是栽，就一定有一个栽培的人，那这个栽培的人就是神自己。所以这棵长在溪水旁的树，它不是偶然的出现在那里，是神早就已经安排计划好了，让这棵树长在那里。而在原文里面这个栽翻译的更恰当的话，它有更深的一层意思，就是说呢，这棵树是移植到那个地方的，不单单是 plant， 更确切的讲是 transplant， 是移植的。也就是说，这棵树原来不在溪水旁的，是神呢把它移植到那里的。这就是讲到我们了，对不对？我们过去在哪里？我们过去生下来是在亚当里面，但是神把我们放在基督里面。我们生下来是在黑暗的国度里面，神把我们迁入到神的爱子的国度里面。我们生来是在罪恶和死亡的辖制之下，但是神把我们带住到他给我们的生命和自由之中。这就是移植，这就是那棵树的故事。我们生下来不知道在哪儿， 我们生下来是在黑暗贫瘠之地，但是神在他的计划，在他的慈爱里面，把我们移植到溪水旁，让我们从他那里得到生命的供应。移植很重要的，对不对？我们中国人喜欢讲人宜活，树宜死，听说过没有？人呢，你不能老在一个地方待着，要一直移来移去，人一移就活了，树不能移，对不对？树宜死，把树搬一个家，树会死的，这不是圣经的原则，圣经告诉我们说，树宜活。当你把这棵树带到溪水旁的时候，这棵树就活起来了，它就得到供应了，它的根就能够吸收养分，吸收水分了。那么水，就讲说栽在溪水旁，这个水又是什么水？首先，这不是一条河，这个水是多数的，就是说有许多水。溪水有许多条河，这就代表着神供应的丰富，是许多的，是非常丰富的，是源源不断的。这棵树，大家如果用一下想象力的话，想象一下那幅图画，一棵树周围有许多的水，许多的河流来供应它的需要，这叫做栽在溪水旁。而且那个水是什么水呢？那个溪水是什么水呢？那个溪水还不是天然的河流，那个溪水的原文是 canal 的意思，是人工运河，所以这个水也不是天然的，这个水是神他自己在江河开了道路，在旷野里面他开了水源来供应我们，这个水是人工的水。大家如果还记得的话，60年代在中国大陆有一个非常了不起的工程，如果是河南来的，是临县的，就知道，对不对？红旗渠，红旗渠就是一个人工的运河。那在诗篇里面讲的栽在众水旁，那个水就是人工的运河，是神他自己预备的，为的是来供应这棵树的需要。所以在这种情形之下，当这棵树栽在溪水旁，它有丰丰富富的水源来供应它的时候，当它从来不致缺乏的时候，这棵树要怎么样呢？结果是什么呢？结果就是这棵树它要按时候结果子，要像一棵树栽在溪水旁按时候结果子。按时候结果子有两部分，对不对？第一是按时候，第二呢结果子。按时候是什么意思呢？按时候让我们看到在圣经当中我们生命成长的原则。第一，这个生命的成长是一个缓慢的过程，不是呢这棵树一出现马上就能结果子，是按时候，是到了那个 season 之后果子才会出现。基督徒的生命是一个缓慢的过程，它的成长在基督徒生命的成长过程里面没有速成的，没有 instant。我们总是要踏踏实实一步一个脚印的。草长了，夏天下过一场雨又要割草了，因为草疯长，但草长得快，枯干的也快，但是树不一样，树长得慢但是呢却有生命力。所以呢，这就是我们基督徒生长的规律在自然界是一个现象长得快的凋谢的也快， 在属灵里面，我不敢说这是一个规律，但是是一个普遍的现象，是我值得我们要注意的。我们在神的面前，我们生命的成长一定要踏实，不能追求速成。在属灵的生命里面没有速成这回事，我们都是按时候结果子的，时候没到的时候结出来的果子不是真实的果子。摩西40岁的时候成熟不成熟？他40岁的时候，他已经在埃及的王宫里面学尽了各样的学问，他什么都懂，什么都非常的优秀，他是政治家，他是军事家，他也上通天文，下懂地理，埃及各样的学问，口才他都有。40年时间不算短，对不对？但是那个时候神却不能用他把以色列人带出埃及，神要把他放在旷野里面再经过40年，到他80岁的时候，在我们来看，在摩西自己来看，他已经一无用处的时候，他自己认为自己已经拙口笨舌的时候，他自己认为以色列人根本不会相信他的时候，这个时候神拣选他，让他回到以色列，回到埃及去把以色列人带出来。所以呢，摩西在旷野里面整整被神训练了40年，神才可以大大的使用他。同样，保罗得救之后，他也在亚拉伯的旷野里面被神训练了10年，然后巴拿巴才找到他，把他带到安提阿的教会。10年也好，40年也好，让我们看到我们要结果子，这是一个很缓慢的过程。我们要被神使用，首先呢，我们在神面前要有一个隐藏的时期。这一段时间神要磨练我们，在这段时间里面神自己要来供应我们。这是按时候第一层意思。按时候还有一个意思就讲到说，这个过程虽然缓慢，但是呢却不间断，是有规律的。在神定下的时间时候到了的时候，一定会结果子出来，一定会。在这个缓慢的生长过程之中，我们从来不要对自己失望，从来不要对弟兄姐妹失望。按时候结果子，时候到了的时候在神所规定的时间，一定就会有果子出来。所以我们这棵树既不像昙花那么快然后马上凋谢，也不像铁树种也不开花。这棵树按时候到了，时候到了，季节一定会结果子，因为这是出于神的是神他自己栽种的，是他自己浇灌的，是他自己供应的，是他自己保守，是他自己修理的这棵树在神他自己的大能的看护之下，时候到了一定会结出好的果子来。而且让我们很稀奇的是，诗篇里面讲按时候结果子的时候用的还是单数。这个果子这棵树很奇怪，越来越奇怪了，它只结一个果子。这跟加拉太书5:22-23讲到圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，是一致的。加拉太书讲到圣灵所结的果子也是一个果子，也是单数的这个果子呢非常的甜美因为它有这9种味道仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这颗果子好得无比多好这9种美味。那诗篇里头说按时候结果子很稀奇，也是一个果子这棵树太奇怪了 那么大的树却只结一个果子啊。而且呢，这是圣经里面一直让我们看到的，不单单是诗篇这么讲，不单单是加拉太书这么讲，耶利米书也是这么说啊。耶利米书讲到说啊，我们也许可以看一下啊，耶利米书第十七章第七节第八节，十七章啊，耶利米书十七章第七第八节，依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。这也是讲到哈，那人有福了。怎么有福呢？也是用这个比喻啊，他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之地毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。这里讲到结果不止，那个果也是单数啊，所以这个蒙福的人，这棵树啊，它所结的果子，圣经告诉我们说是一个果子啊，这一个果子是出于神的。这就是呢，我们基督徒啊，生命被神改变之后所结出来的果子。我说，或者说我们每一个人所结出来的果子都是这样，就是这一个果子有九种性情，有九种美味啊。而且这个果子，用我自己的想象，刚结出来的时候是小的啊，但我们属灵生命越来越成熟的时候，越来越像我们主的时候，这个果子不但但越来越大，而且呢，它的香味也越来越浓啊。这是一个很奇特的树啊，它奇特还在于一点，不但它呢，它按时候结果子啊，虽然呢很慢，但是它一定会结果子，而且呢，这棵树树叶子也不枯干。有没有见过这样的树？叶子不枯干，一年四季叶子不枯干，松树能青藤呢，这种树。让我们再来想象这棵树的时候，我会发现这棵树哈，一年四季都是绿色的。在旧约啊，在犹太人的拉比的教训里面，叶子是象征人的生命的两个方面，一方面呢是代表人生命的脆弱。我们知道树叶常常就是一阵大风或者一阵暴雨之后啊，就会掉下来很多啊，被风一吹树叶就很容易掉，这是代表人的生命的脆弱。我们人的生命恰恰就是这样，我们人的生命就是这么脆弱。但另一方面啊，叶子呢也代表啊人生命的顽强啊，人生命里面的忍耐，人生命的坚强。在诗篇里面让我们看到的就是这一个方面啊，人的生命啊，这棵树啊，叶子不枯干，或者说这个在神面前蒙福的人啊，他的生命他在神面前永远啊有着旺盛的坚韧的生命力，而且能够在人的面前表现出来。这就让我想到哈，我们所认识的许多传道人啊，他们有的时候让我想起他们的时候，就好像看到他们叶子不枯干啊，就看到他们的生命啊，好像总是那么年轻啊，不会衰老。有些传道人我们认识十几年二十几年了，哎，每次一见面说怎么还是这样没变老，对不对？大家知道那个林三刚弟兄啊，今年是他服侍主六十周年，六十年了。我记得二十几年前我第一次看到他，好像就是跟现在差不多，叶子不枯干啊。那 现在我们大家都很注意饮食哈，都很注意要保养身体，这个不能吃，那个不能吃。啊，你知道林桑当弟兄他什么都吃，你跟他一起吃饭的时候，他最喜欢吃虾，我们这好多人都不敢吃虾，啊，他什么都吃，啊，神造的他都喜欢吃，好，但是神也祝福他，对不对？看他身体多好，服侍主60年。那叶子不枯干，一方面让我们看到哈，在时间上好像一个人不会衰老，那另一方面呢，让我们看到的是哈，叶子不枯干是讲到这个生命的坚韧，生命啊，这个生命的坚韧的忍耐，在各种环境里面，在各样的困苦里面，在各样的试炼里面啊，都能够为主站立得住，这也叫做叶子不枯干。虽然有许多许多的试炼，虽然有许多的难处，但是呢，这一个蒙福的人，这一个待在溪水旁的树，它的叶子它是不会枯干的啊，因为呢是神在那里供应他，是神在那里保守他，因为他是待在溪水旁，这是呢讲到叶子不枯干最后一句啊，凡他所做的尽都顺利，凡他所做的尽都顺利的意思就是说，不管他做什么事啊，他都亨通，不管他做什么事，神都祝福他啊，有福的人嘛，那这福哪里来的？当然是神祝福他了。所以这样一个人，这样一个在神面前有福的人，不论他做什么啊，圣经告诉我们说尽都顺利。你读到这儿的时候有没有问题啊？你说会这样吗？啊，我们读圣经最最切记的啊，就是断章取义，就是呢离开上下文啊。如果我们读诗篇啊，只读这一节的话，凡他所做的尽都顺利，然后我们就以这个啊为神给我们的应许。我们就去试的话，你一定头破血流啊，绝对不会的啊。如果断章取义的话，你说凡他所做的尽都顺利，好，我明天就去买彩票啊，一定中奖，对不对？明天我就去抢银行，一定得手。凡他所做的尽都顺利吗？啊，是不是这个意思呢？当然不是，对不对？因为我们读圣经一定呢要有上下文，不能呢就拿一节出来。那这个上下文是什么？这上下文是说什么样的人凡他所做的尽都顺利呢？是在神面前蒙福的人，是不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位的人，凡他所做的尽都顺利。是什么人呢？是喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想的人。这样的人凡他所做的尽都顺利。大家想一想，如果你昼夜思想耶和华的律法，你每天都在想神的话，那你做什么呢？你会去做神不喜悦的事情吗？如果你昼夜思想都是神的话，你会去抢银行吗？对不对？你昼夜思想神的话，那一定是你凡事都要寻求神的旨意，对不对？你凡事都要明白神的话，凡事你都要明白神圣灵在你身上的带领。当你这样去行的时候，神有一个应许，神告诉你说，凡你所做的尽都顺利，凡你所做的神与你同在，神要保守，神要带领你，神要赐福你。这是一个在神面前有福的人，这样的道路是义人的道路，这样的人的结局就是蒙福的结局。这就是诗篇第一篇告诉我们，我们每一个人，神都盼望我们在他面前成为一个蒙福的人。神造我们绝对不是让我们在这个世上啊受各种各样的苦难啊，神造我们是要让我们在他面前成为一个蒙福的人。但是我们想要成为一个蒙福的人，一定要知道蒙福的道路在哪里，蒙福的道路是什么。感谢神，他把他的话给我们， 他告诉我们说，蒙福的道路是什么样的道路，让我们在神的面前，我们有一条路，我们知道我们当如何行，让我们知道啊，我们不单单听见神的话，我们更要按照神所赐给我们的信心行在这条路上，这样我们在神的面前就是一个有福气的人，这人变为有福啊！愿神祝福他的话，我们一起祷告。天父，我们感谢你，谢谢你借着你的儿子耶稣基督把天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们。主，我们谢谢你，主啊，你来到这个世上为我们的罪死在十字架上，为的是我们可以在你那里，可以借着你，我们可以得到神为我们所预备的生命，并且让我们可以明白我们在你面前那条蒙福的路。主啊，我们一起向你祈求，主啊，愿我们在地上的时光，我们都蒙主你自己的保守，你不断的更丰富的把你自己，把你的话多多启示在我们的里面，让我们在你面前有一个顺服主你自己的心，我们可以跟上你的旨意，让你的工作在我们身上可以得以成就，更让主你自己的名可以借着我们这些不配的人可以得到荣耀。我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给你，因为只有你是配得的，靠主耶稣基督的名。
也祝光弟兄在我们中间传讲神的话语，也正是巴不得我们是能够成为那蒙福的人，愿主自己那亲自的话语正是在我们心中做工，也雕琢我们，让我们成为神的样式，成为他而独生儿子基督的样式。 OK， 好，我们唱回应
What they are
Glue
stick. Bolt. Very good. All right, now you have to figure out how these four are related. Stapler, tape, glue stick, bolt.Commonly used, yes. Yes, they keep things together. Now, what would you keep together with this? Yes.
Paper.
Paper. How about this?
Paper.
Paper. How about this?
Paper.
Paper. Paper. Oh, no, this is not paper. What would you?
Metal,
wood. Very good. You, your dad probably has a life. Now, what are some other things that are held together by other objects? What are things that are held together by other objects? How does this building stand up? How is this building held together?
Like with wood.
Wood. Wood supports and nails. Okay, how about... Your sweaters that you have on, how are these held together? By thread, right. That's very good. How about my Bible? How's my Bible or book held together? Yeah, by the binding right there. Okay, now here's a real tough question. How are friendships held together? Okay, like. I like that word, like.What other word would you use to how does a friendship stay together?
That you agree and like you don't fight.
You agree and don't fight? That's good. Let me give you a little hint. Love, that's right.
Yeah.
Relationships and friendships and families, the glue that holds them together is love.Now, what is love? That's like you say, oh, I love pizza, you know? I love spring vacation. I love cartoons. What does the word love mean in a family?
Like.
You like people? What else is, when you say I love my friends or I love my family, what does that make us act like? Yeah. But what would you do? How would you act if you love somebody? What's that? You care for them. You say, you know what? You're really important, and I love you, so I'm going to have you be more important than me. What do you want to do today? Ever say that to a friend? You can say, oh, yeah, I want to do what I want to do, which is selfish. Or you could say, let's do what you want to do. How about if you have a toy or something and you share it? That's love. What else is love in a friendship or a family? Take turns? You're giving me all the answers. Did you look at my notes? No. What else is love in a family? Yeah. You really have a... This is really good. If you're in a family, you wouldn't fight. You'd say, you know what? I'm going to love you, so I'm not going to be selfish. All those are different ways that you can love. Now, if you want your family to be strong, do you need a little love or a lot of love?
Yeah.
A lot. It would be good for us to all practice loving our family. Does anybody have a brother or sister? Okay. You get to practice love with them all the time, right? How about mom and dad? How can you love mom and dad? By helping them. Everyone say these words. Can I help? That's a real loving thing to say. You go home and you say that to your parents, they might pass out. They might fall over. You never know. Can I help? So these are all ways that we would hold together a family or a friendship. And the best glue that you can have is love. It says this in the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 17. It says this, a friend loves at all time. And a brother is born for adversity. Now, that's pretty big. What's the word adversity? Anybody know what that word means? This will be your new word for the day. You know what adversity means? For a time when it's really tough. Do you ever have a tough day? You know, it snows again, and you want it to be springtime, and you feel kind of bummed. That's adversity, when it's really difficult. And you know what? If you want to be a good friend during that period of time, you should encourage your friendships and your friends and say, hey, can I help you? Can we talk about this? Can you do that? Put love into your friendships. Put love into your families. You ready to do that? Okay, that's your homework assignment. You need to love at all times. Lord, I pray for these young people. And I pray that they would catch the vision that you've given to us, that we should love even as Jesus has loved us. I pray, Lord, they would be loving in their families. They'd be loving to their friends. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, go give that love glue to everybody. The whole idea of spiritual formation is that we would become like Jesus. Today I want to focus in on how important community is in our becoming like Jesus. Dr. Larry Crabb in his book, Safest Place on Earth, tells the story of moving to Miami, Florida. And this is about 30 years ago when Miami was the vacation capital of the world. And they moved into their house and they decided to take a walk around Miami.
他们搬到自己的住房以后呢，他们就到街上去溜一溜。
And they moved off of the strip, the land that was right by the water, and they walked in a block off the prime real estate.
他们走过海边的那条大道，就进入了一个很平常的一个地方。
And there were very ordinary businesses and ordinary hotels one block to the west of the Miami Strip.
那个地区就是一个比较平常的一个地区，没有那些很漂亮的建筑。
And they came to one retirement condominium, and there was a large deck outside of the church or outside the condominium.
他们来到一个退休人居住的一个小区，那个地方有一个很大的一个阳台。
And on that deck, there were 100 chairs, deck chairs, in a straight row, right down the deck.
在那个露台上摆了好多排，几百张椅子。
And every one of those chairs is occupied by a retired person.
每一张椅子上都坐着一个退了休的老人。
And they were all looking straight forward. No one was speaking.
每个人都直勾勾地看着前方，没有人讲话。
No one was reading a newspaper.
也没有人看报纸。
No one was drinking tea or coffee.
也没有人喝饮料。
There was no motion. They were just simply looking forward.
这些人一动不动，就是目光呆滞地看着前方。
And Dr. Crabb thought to himself, how sad of a story is this?
这个写书的人就惊叹到，这是多么悲伤的事情啊。
These are people that, for their entire lifetime, saved up money so that they could retire in Miami.
这些人辛辛苦苦工作了一辈子，为的就是晚年能够在迈阿密退休。
And there they are, sitting on this deck, not even talking to anyone.
现在他们已经退了休，已经搬到迈阿密，但是只能坐在自己的椅子上，连个说话的人都没有。
Their souls were asleep.
他们的灵魂好像睡着了一样。
They probably decided on not even talking because conversation was so pointless.
他们不讲话，也许是觉得谈话太没有意义了。
And he thought to himself, here are these folks that are literally just wasting their lives hiding in their silence.
这个作家写到，这些灵魂藏在自己的角落里面。一句话也不讲。
I wonder what God thinks about our churches in the United States.
我不知道神今天是怎么看待我们的教会的。
Does he see our churches like Larry Crabb saw that deck of chairs?
也许神看着我们教会，就像这个作家看着那些退休人坐在椅子上一样。
Does he see us sitting in our pews here?
他看到我们坐在教堂的一排一排的凳子上
smiling at one another,
彼此脸上挂着微笑
singing a song,
唱着圣诗
but never really getting to know the person that sits aside of us.
但是没有一个人真正能够认识了解他身边坐着的人
never really being known for who we really are.
也没有人知道我们是什么样的人。
We have been created by God for relationship.
神创造我们就是为了要和我们建立关系。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, exist in an eternal community.
圣父、圣子、圣灵这三位一体在永恒当中是有很好的联系的。
There is perfect love there, perfect community within the Trinity.
在三位一体当中有完美的爱和完美的关系。
And God has placed within our hearts a longing to be in that type of a relationship.
神就在每个人心中放了一种渴望得到那样一种完美的关系。
So every person in this church right now has a longing inside to really be known and to know others. We want to do that.
所以在座的每一个人其实都很渴望了解别人，也很渴望被别人了解。
But what makes it really difficult is that God also gave us a free will.
但是比较难的就是神还给了我们一个自由意志。
And because of our free will, we sinned in our parents Adam and Eve.
因为我们的自由意志，我们就犯罪。
And when sin entered into the world, separation came into the world.
当罪来到这个世上的时候，罪就使人疏离了。
Because of sin, there's a separation between me and God.
因为我们的罪，我们和神远离了。
Between me and you.
我和你也远离了。
And there's actually a separation between me and myself. Do you ever look in the mirror and say, why did I do that?
你曾经有没有看着自己在镜子中的影像说, 真的是我做这件事情吗?
You can't even really figure out what's going on in your own life?
你自己都不知道为什么会把生活过成这个样子?
That's all a result of sin.
那都是罪的结果。
But what God wants is for us to experience relationship.
神渴望让我们能够经历他美好的那种关系。
So he's placed us in families. He's placed us in churches. He's given us relationships with friends. But we need to use our free will and fight against the culture and against sin. And we need to move back to community. So the time I have with you, we're going to take a look at four actions
that
are necessary to experience community. Now there are more than four, but you can't have community without these four.
事实上你所要做的远远超过这四种行动，但是这四种行动是缺之不可了。Okay,
you with me?
明白吗？
Okay, give me a nod if you're with me.
All right.
The first action is this. We need to turn our chairs.
And
face each other. And not only face each other, but to do it with our arms like this. There's a difference between sitting in a chair like this and sitting in a chair like this. This is closed, this is open.
抱着肩膀就是很封闭的, 张开双手表明你是开放的。
In James chapter 5, verse 16, it says that we should confess our sins to each other and pray to be healed.
雅各书五章讲到，我们要彼此认罪悔改，要求被医治。
Have you ever confessed your sin to another person?
你有没有对另外一个人承认你所做的错事呢？
There is power in confession.
在认罪过程中是有大有能力的。
When we confess a sin to someone else, it's like shining light in the darkness.
当你认罪的时候，就好像在黑暗当中射进了光亮。
And sin is like rats, and they just hate the light.
罪恶就像老鼠, 他们讨厌光亮。
And they just run away from that light.
他们就会跑了。
That's the power of confession.
那就是认罪的力量。
When I sit in this chair, and I say, you know what? I'm struggling with this in my life. Would you pray with me about it? There is power and healing in that confession.
当你与人促膝谈心，并且告诉他们说你曾经犯过的罪，请求他们为你的罪祷告的时候，你就给了彼此很大的能力。But
what's happening is our society and our culture is moving away from that.
可悲的是，我们的社会、我们的文化都逐渐从那个精神方向远离了。A
book was written in the mid-90s by Robert Putnam called Bowling Alone.
有人写了一本书叫做, 独自打保龄球。
And he analyzed American culture from the 1970s to the 1990s, one generation.
分析了从60年代到, 90年代, 这么一代人的精神。
And what he interviewed 500,000 people.
他采访了, 差不多50万人。
And what he concluded was that the American culture is moving to a closed, selfish, isolated culture.
他发现美国文化正在向一种极其封闭、自私的方向发展。
We don't invite people over to our houses anymore.
我们不再邀请朋友到家里做客。
We don't know how to make friends anymore.
我们也不知道怎么交朋友。
We don't play cards together or games together anymore.
也不打牌，也不娱乐。
In fact, he said, we're bowling just as much as we bowled in the 70s, but now we bowl without leagues, so we're bowling alone.
我们现在也打保龄球，但是不是跟别人一起打，而是自己打。
And what we need to do is to realize that that's the culture. And I'm not exactly sure where the Chinese culture is in this, but I know the American culture is moving in the wrong direction.
我不知道你们中国人的文化是怎么样发展，但是我知道在美国文化确实是这样发展的。
Now, what if the Apostle Paul was sitting in this chair?
设想一下，使徒保罗坐在我前面这张椅子上。
From Philippians chapter 3, he gives us his resume, and he is a scholar.
腓立比书里面，保罗提到他的简历，他是一个学者。
He is a theologian.
他是一个神学家。
He's a pastor.
他是一个牧师。
He's the great apostle.
他是一个伟大的使徒。
So you would think if I'm sitting in this chair and the great apostle Paul is sitting there, we might have a hard time communicating.
所以你想，如果保罗坐在我面前，我们俩肯定没什么话讲了。
I might be a little bit threatened about opening my life to the great apostle Paul.
在保罗面前，我可能觉得很受威胁。
But if you read Romans chapter 7,
但是如果你读到罗马书第七章，
could you read 21 to 25?
21到25节讲到，我觉得有个律，就是我愿意 为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但是我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我从负那肢体中犯罪的律。我真的是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Here is the great apostle Paul.
这就是伟大的使徒保罗。
And he has a civil war, a battle going on within him.
在他内心深处也有一个战争，征战。
He knows what's the right to do, but his body pulls him away from the right.
他知道什么是对的，但是他的罪性又使他做不来。
So I would have no problem being in this chair and doing this.
所以当我坐在保罗面前的时候，我就可以毫无顾忌地张开双手。
Because the Apostle Paul is not trying to parade his victories in front of me, he's opening his weaknesses to me.
因为保罗并没有向我夸耀他的成功，而是向我袒露心迹，告诉我他的失败之处。
Now here's a little secret.
有一个小秘密。
I can get Daniel to share with me his greatest secret in 10 minutes.
不到十分钟，我就可以让 Daniel 告诉我他的秘密。
I can.
我可以。
Do you know how I would do it?
你知道怎么做吗？
I would share my greatest secret for the first 9 minutes.
我就先告诉他一个我的不可告人的秘密。
And as he sees my heart open before him,
他看到我向他坦诚相待。
He would say, "This is the safe place."For me to reveal my secret.
他会知道在我面前他是安全的，他也可以向我袒露心迹。
So here's my question for you.
所以我问大家一个问题。
What place have you created in your life to reveal your secret?
你们自己的生活中有没有一个地方你可以去倾诉你的秘密呢？
You need to create that place, that safe place.
你应该给自己找一个地方。
You need to turn your chair to somebody else.
把你的椅子拉到别的人面前。
You need to open your heart.
张开你的双手。
And you need to say, "This is who I am."
告诉他你是什么样的人。
Pretty scary.
这是很可怕的，好像。
But that's the way to real community.
但是那个就是建立一个真正的社区的好办法。
Right, the second action is this. Once we've placed our chairs to each other and opened ourselves, we're going to see the other person.
第二个行动就是当我们彼此拉近了以后，我们就要去看彼此的观看。
Now, what am I going to see in this person that's sitting here and they've opened their life to me?
当我前面这个人向告诉我他的一些事情的时候，我会怎么看待他呢？
I can see some bad stuff.
我肯定看到很多不好的方面。
Let's start with pride.
他的骄傲。
Maybe some prayerlessness. not praying. Maybe lust.
也许他是他的贪欲。
Maybe greed.
他的贪婪。
Maybe a man would be sitting in this chair and say, you know what, I don't even know how to relate to my wife.
也许前面这个人说他跟他老婆关系很不好。
I've had men say to me, and I say to them, you know what, I have a hard time relating to my kids.
当人们对我这么说的时候，我就告诉他们，我跟我的孩子关系也搞不好。
All kinds of bad stuff we're going to see.
我们会看到各种各样的坏的地方。
But is that all we're going to see?
那是你能看到的全部吗？
No, we're going to see some good stuff here too.
不对，你应该从对方身上看到好的一面。
And the good stuff is going to start because of Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
你看到好的一面都是因为在创世纪第一章二十七节。
Because it says that God created us in His image.
二十七节说神就照着自己的形象造人。
That means every person in this room, in some mysterious way, you have the image of God planted on you.
那就意味着在座的每一位，一种很让我们琢磨不透的方式，因为我们都是神造的，我们都有神。
You don't have to do anything. You have the image on you automatically.
我们自己什么也不用做，因为我们都有神的形象。
And because that image is on you, you, the price on you, you are unlimited in all of your value.
就是因为那个神的形象，你的价值就是无限大的。
Also, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says that in Christ we are a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come.
不仅如此，哥林多后书二章十七节也说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都成新的了。
So the person sitting in this chair has some bad stuff in their life, and that's going to make us cry, and we're going to weep over that, and it's going to break our hearts. But there's good stuff with the image of God and this new heart that God has given to this person.
所以在你面前的这个人，你知道了他的不好的一面，你会为他担心，为他难过，但是你也知道他的好的一面。
Because this new heart in this person wants to honor God and wants to be in a relationship with God, and that is so exciting.
因为他有一颗新造的心，渴望与神建立关系，渴望敬拜神，那是一个非常令人激动的事情。
That's what we see. We see the bad stuff, and we see the good stuff.
那就是我们应该看的，看到好的一面，也看到不好的一面，也看到好的一面。
Story is told of a professor at a seminary. His name was Fred Craddock.
有一个故事讲到一个神学院的教授。
And he went out to eat with his wife as they were on vacation down in Tennessee.
这个教授和他老婆到田纳西去旅游。
And as they were sitting at their table, enjoying their breakfast, an elderly man with white hair was going table to table talking with folks.
他们一天在酒店吃早饭的时候，来了一个满头银发的老者。
And he came over to their table and he said, where are you folks from?
来到他们的桌子面前说，你们从哪里来的？
And they said, we're from Oklahoma. And he said, what do you do?
牧师说，我是从俄克拉荷马来的。然后老人就说，你做什么事情啊？
And he said, I'm a seminary professor.
他说，我是神学院教授。
And the man said, I have a story for you, preacher.
这个老人就说，我可以给你讲个故事。
So this is the story of my life.
这是我自己亲身的经历。
He said, see that mountain over there? I was born on that mountain.
你看那座山了吗？我就是生在那座山里的。
And my mom was a prostitute, and I don't know who my dad is.
因为我母亲是个妓女，我不知道谁是我的父亲。
So every day of my life, I would be teased at school and in town.
所以每天在学校，在市镇上都有人来取笑我。
And the way that they would tease me is they would ask me a question.
他们取笑我就问我一个问题。
And the question was, who's your daddy?
他们就问我，你爸爸是谁？
And I was so ashamed that I couldn't tell who my daddy was.
我非常的羞愧，因为我不知道我爸爸是谁。
So I, my whole life was hidden. I would not want to go with people.
所以我就一直躲着人群，不愿意去见人。
Well, one day when I was 12 years old, I went into church.
当我12岁的时候，我去了教会。
And I used to go to church late and leave early, so I didn't have to talk to anybody.
我一般都是晚去早走，这样就可以不和别人讲话。
But there was a new preacher in town, and he preached a quick sermon and gave a quick benediction, and I was caught.
但有一天，有一个新的牧师来到镇上。 他的讲道非常的快，而且他的祝福也很快。
And as I came to the back door, the preacher reached down and grabbed my hand.
所以他就来不及早走了。And
he asked the question.
一起走，然后这个牧师就问了他，过走过来抓住他，问他一个问题。
Who's your daddy?
你爸爸是谁？
And the whole church became quiet.
这个整个的教堂立刻就安静下来。
The preacher, by some discernment of the Spirit, realized that this was a very sensitive question. And he said, wait, I see the resemblance.
然后他就说, 等一下,
I know who your daddy is.
我知道谁是你爸爸。
You're a child of God.
你是神的儿子。
And he said, my face just beamed as I realized that's who my daddy was.
然后这个老人说, 当时我就意识到, 我才知道谁是我爸爸。
My daddy was God.
我爸爸是神。
And he said, the preacher said, son, go out there and claim your inheritance.
这个牧师说, 孩子, 你去吧, 你爸爸有很多的遗产要留给你。
And he said to Fred Craddock, he goes, those words changed my life.
然后他说这几句话改变了我的一生。The
old man got up and he walked out of the restaurant.
他就起来走了。Fred
called over the waitress and said, who was that man that was just here?
这个教授就问那个侍者说，刚才这个老人是谁啊？
The waitress said, oh, that's Bob Hooper, who is the former governor of Tennessee.
那个侍者说, 这个人是以前田纳西的州长。
Because a preacher saw the good in this young man, it changed his life.
因为那个牧师他看到这个年轻人身上好的一面。
So as you're sitting in this chair,
所以当我坐在这把椅子上,
there's going to be some bad stuff.
我会看到一些坏的东西。
But there's going to be a lot of good stuff.
但是也应该看到许多好的东西。The
third action.
第三个行动。
We're going to touch their heart.
我们要去触摸他的心。In
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17.
西番雅书三章十七节。
Do you read that, please?
Okay. 耶和华你的神是施行拯救，大有能力的主，他在你中间必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。Did
you know that God knows every detail about your life?
你知不知道神知道你生命中所有的细节？And
when you wake up in the morning, guess what God does?
你早上醒来的时候，这是神为你做的。
He sings a song over you.
他在你头上为你唱歌。He
sings a song because of our lives.
他，因为你早上醒来，你的生命，他为此欢欣鼓舞而唱歌。It's
not because of our performance.
不是因为我们的好行为。It's
simply because of His grace and His love that He sings this song over us.
仅仅是因为他的恩典慈爱。
You can read John
17:22-23。约翰福音17章22到27节说，你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。 叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
So where is the glory of the Lord?
神的荣耀在哪里呢？
It's in us.
是在我们心里。
The glory of the Lord has been given to us.
神的荣耀已经给了我们。
Did you know that?
你知道吗？
Did you know that as you sit here today, God has given you in some mysterious way part of His glory. It's in you.
你知不知道，当你坐在这里的时候，你身上其实是神，以一种神秘的力量，已经带着神的荣耀。
So when I'm sitting in this chair,
当我坐在这个椅子上
，and you're sitting in this chair,
你坐在我面前
，the glory of God is in me, and in you at the same time.
神的荣耀同时在我里面，也在你里面。
Now, can you see where our friendship needs to go?
你知道这样子的友情将会怎样发展吗？
I want to encourage that glory to shine in you even brighter and stronger.
我会鼓励你，让你把神的荣耀更加发挥出来。
So I'm going to encourage you in whatever way I can to allow God's glory to come through your heart.
我会竭尽全力来鼓励你。这样让神的荣耀通过你的心发射出来。
And to shine in this world.
在这世上发光。
Now how can I do that?
我怎么才能做到呢？
It can only happen through my words.
只能通过言语。
My words need to be the words of Jesus.
我说的话应该是耶稣说的话。
A few years ago, they had a phrase, WWJD.Anyone remember that?
好多年前，人们造了一个词。
It's an acrostic for What would Jesus do?
这个词就是耶稣会怎么做。
And what we want to do is we want to switch that. We're going to say What would Jesus say?
咱们把它换一下，变成耶稣会如何说。
So let me take a shot at what Jesus would say if he's sitting in this chair, and you're in this chair.
让咱们想象一下。耶稣坐在这把椅子上，你坐在他面前，耶稣会怎么说呢？
This is what Jesus would say. I love you.
他会说我爱你。
Not because of what you do.
不是因为你做的事情。
But because you're a child of mine.
因为你是我的孩子。
And I want to encourage you to grow in our friendship.
我想要鼓励你增加我们俩的友谊。
Yes, there are things in your life that you're struggling with.
我知道你在生命中有很多挣扎的地方。
But we can work together to overcome them.
但是咱们俩可以一起克服这些困难。
I want you to know that regardless of what happens in your life,
我想让你知道，不论你生活中发生了什么，
I love you and I sing over you every day.
我爱你，我每天都冲你歌唱。
I long for us to have a deeper friendship.
我非常渴望和你建立一个很深厚的友谊。
Did that touch your heart?
有没有让你觉得感动呢？
Does that encourage you?
有没有鼓励你呢？
It should.
应该是有的。
Because that's what Jesus thinks about you.
因为耶稣真的是这样对你讲话的。
The story is told about a rehab center.
有一个故事讲到一个教。
There were 100 young people in this rehab center.
有一个康复中心有100个年轻人。
And on one Saturday of every month, they would have an open mic where they just have a mic standing in front here, and anybody could come up and talk into that mic.
每个星期六，他们聚在一起，前面放一个麦克风，每个人都可以上前讲话。
And on one particular Saturday, several hours into the open mic, a young woman came up and stood in front of it.
有一个星期六在这会开了一阵子以后，有一个年轻的女生就从后面走到前面。
She had her head down.
她头一直很低。
And she said, "No one in this room knows this secret."
她说你们在座的人不知道我有一个秘密。
Not even my mom and dad.
甚至我父母也不知道。
But she said, "For the last 3 years,I've been selling my body as a prostitute to earn money."
他说在前三年里面，我一直是做娼妓的。
And she kept her head down and she was just sobbing with tears.
她就低着头不停地哭泣。
Waiting for the judgment to come and hit her from the audience.
等待听众对她批评指责。
But it was completely quiet.
但是很安静。
And then all of a sudden, her father got up from the back.
突然她爸爸从后面站起来。
And he walked up to his daughter.
然后她走了过来。
And he put his arms around her.
然后把手抱在她的身上。
And he said, My daughter, I don't see you as a prostitute. You are my little girl.
她说我的女儿我不认我在我眼里你不是一个娼妓你是我的小女孩。
And you've been washed by Jesus and you are clean.
你已经被耶稣洗净你是干净的。
Do you sense the glory there?
你有没有感觉到他这话里的荣耀呢?
Do you sense the words of Jesus in that Father's voice?
你有没有看到他话语里面耶稣的声音呢?
Not judgment.
没有判断。
But touching her heart.
但是触摸了他的心。
And she hugged her dad back and she said, Daddy, I've forgotten what it is to be your little daughter.
然后她女儿抱着她爸爸说爸爸我都忘了做你的女儿是什么滋味了。
That's what we need to do.
那就是你应该做的。
We need to turn our chairs to each other.
我们要把椅子拉近彼此面对。
We need to see.
好好的观望。
We need to touch.
去触摸。
But then we need to move our chair to another part of the deck.
然后我们要把椅子搬走搬到另一个地方。
In Luke, the passage that we read today,
在我们今天读到的经节里面
chapter 6, there were three movements in there. The first movement is this, that Jesus spent the night with his father.
路加福音第六章讲到耶稣做了三件事情。第一个就是耶稣一晚上都和他天父在一起。
The second movement is he woke up in the morning, he got his disciples together in the morning and he formed a community.
第二件事情就是他早上醒来召集了门徒和追随他的人。
And the third movement is in the afternoon, they went out and they ministered to the people in need.
第三个行动就是他们一起走下山去向山下的人传福音。
And that's the flow of our friendship.
那是我们的友情的这种流动。
It starts with the relationship with Jesus.
它一开始是从和神建立关系开始的。
It builds its strength as we gather together and open our lives to each other.
当我们聚集在一起然后彼此接纳的时候我们彼此就有了力量。
But then from the security and the safety of this spot, we need to go out and we need to minister to those who are walking in darkness.
但是当我们彼此建立这种友情以后我们就要从自己的舒服的小圈子里面走出去走到外面去招募更多的人。
Loneliness is epidemic in the city of Stanford.
在我们住的这个地方孤独是可以传染的是一个传染病。
There are so many people that do not have a friend and do not have anyone that they can open up to.
有好多人没有一个朋友没有人可以倾诉。
We need to be those friends.
我们就需要做他们的朋友。
I want to close with a TV commercial.
节目我给大家讲一个电视广告。
I watched the Super Bowl this year.
我今年看了那个Super Bowl.
And there was a Coke commercial that was really good.
有一个可乐的广告很有意思。
There were two guards guarding the border of their countries.
在这个一个国家的边界上有两个卫兵在站岗。
There was a gate between them.
他们中间有一道门。
And a line in the sand.
还有一条线。
And they marched opposite each other.
他每天就对着走来走去。
Never looking at each other.
从来也不互相看。
And then, at this end, the one guard opened his Coke.
突然在线的一边，一个警卫打开他的可乐。
And the guard on this side went.
然后那边的警卫就回了头。
And this guard brought an extra Coke for his enemy.
这个警卫就又拿了一罐可乐给他的敌人。
And they met in the middle, and he was about to hand him the Coke, and they realized they would cross the line.
他们想把这个可乐给对方，因为意识到那样会犯了戒律。
So he laid it on the ground on his side and drew the border around the Coke.
然后他就把那个瓶子放在他那一边，然后把那个边界绕着瓶子画了一圈。
And that guard picked it up, and for a brief moment, they experienced community.
另外一个人就把瓶子拿起来，就是很短的时间内，他们就享受了一下彼此成为一个同样的社区。
We have more to offer than Coca-Cola.
我们能给别人的比可口可乐要多得多。
We are offering eternal life and eternal friendship in Jesus Christ.
我们能给人的是在主耶稣基督里面永恒的友谊。
There are people walking around you every day.
每天你身边都有各色各样的人走过。
That are so lonely, they're thinking of taking their lives.
他们如此的孤独，以至于想到自杀。
Your smile, your Coke, your phone call, your friendship can make the difference in that person's life.
你的微笑，你的可乐，你的电话，你的谈话，会给那个人的生命带来巨大的改变。
Move your chair.
把你的椅子挪一挪。
All right, I have three questions for you as we close today. First of all,
第一个问题。
Who can you turn your chair to next week?
下个礼拜你想把椅子拉到谁的面前呢？
Write down the name of the person on a piece of paper.
把那个名字写下来。
You need to be intentional about this. If you're not intentional, you'll walk out of this sermon and you'll say it was a great one, but nothing will change.
你一定要致力干这个事情，否则当你走出今天的会堂以后，你就把它忘在脑后了。
So write down the name of the person you're going to turn your chair to this week.
把那个名字写下来，下星期你要去和他面对面。
The second question is, what Coke are you going to give them?
第二个问题就是，你给他们什么东西呢？
The question is this, how are you going to build a relationship with them?
你将如何和他们建立关系呢？
Are you going to bring them a cup of coffee? Are you going to bring them a Coke? Are you going to call them? Are you going to write a letter? What way are you going to attempt to connect to them?
你要给他们带一杯咖啡，还是给他们打个电话呢？用什么方式拉近彼此的距离？
And the third question is this, how are you going to touch their heart?
第三个问题是你怎么样能够触摸他的心呢？
And don't answer that until Jesus shows you how.
先不要忙着回答，等着耶稣告诉你答案。
But we need to make this commitment.
但是我们需要来做一个决定。
And then allow God to do the miracle of connecting us.
然后让神来做工，来连接我们彼此。
Are you ready for this assignment?
你觉得自己可不可以做呢？
We live in a world that is in desperate need of God's love.
在我们的世界里面，人们迫切的需要神。
Let's join together as we close and commit ourselves to being the vessels of sharing that love.
我们要彼此的认罪。
Lord, I pray for every person here in this room.
为在座的每一个人祷告。
I'd ask that they would be intentional on turning their chair this week.
求你让他们致力于和别人改善关系。
That they would be intentional in reaching out.
他们会努力向身边的人。
And that you would do miraculous things this week as they attempt to obey you.
求你用神奇的能力让他们看到你的作为。
Jesus' name we pray this, amen.
耶稣基督的名求，amen.